So one of the ways the B quadrant gains control is via the corporate structures, whether it's an S, LLC, you know, sole proprietor, partnership, C corporations. What my rich dad taught me, I was about 30 years old, is just the reason you want to be a B quadrant person is because it gave you the most control over your investment strategies. So today I use a C corporation primarily because it allows me the most control over how much I pay in taxes, when I pay my taxes, and how I buy my investments. So Diane, you know, I've given a really fluffy, not the most accurate reporting, but that's why I have good advisors, because I go to Diane and she gives me the broad brush stroke, and then she fills in the details after I blunder around for a while. So would you mind telling the audience a little bit of the difference?
Well, actually, in Robert's case, I can tell you that he has C corporations, he has S corporations, he has limited partnerships. So Robert is actually all over the board. And the difference is not so much that, gee, a C corporation is always better than an S corporation. The point is, what is the strategy? What are we trying to accomplish? And what is the best business structure for now compared to what we might have in the future? And that will likely change.
Right. And the reason we say get good advice is because everybody's situation is different. And for me to say this is the way you do it would be bad advice simply because we're all different. My tax strategies, my tax goals, how I generate my money are so different. So having a well-educated advisor like Diane is, in my experience, very important. I've gone to other tax advisors, you know, who are not really well-trained or they're just new at the business. No, that's illegal. Well, you can't do that. And their minds are too small. When I say that Diane is aggressive, not that she is aggressive, is that she is so well-versed in the tax code, in the tax law, and she deals with entrepreneurs like me. Her experience base is wide. So I can run any kind of harebrained idea past her, and she doesn't get excited or close her mind down. And that has been one of the best educational processes. I mean, just the other day we were meeting when, you know, I was paying so much in taxes. So what if I go this way? What if I go that way? She can give me what will happen in either case without herself getting excited about it or getting, well, you can't do that. My rich dad said the most expensive advice you can get is free advice. And that's free advice you get from your friends, family, and neighbors who are themselves not very well off, paying more than their share of taxes, haven't gone to school for taxes. So please hear me. The most expensive advice you can get is free advice. And the reason I pay the big dollars to people like Diane, to my securities attorneys, my intellectual property attorneys, is because I want somebody who has the broad spectrum of advice to let me be aggressive and run all my harebrained ideas, and they can draw from the experience and give me some degree of reality. Then I make my own decisions. Diane doesn't tell me what to do. She gives me advice, and then I take her advice, and she'll give me the risk rewards and say, you know, chances are good, chances are bad. You might get audited, you might not get audited. But that's why advisors, the more educated, the broader spectrum they are, the better they are for your own personal education. Anything you want to say about that, Diane?
I'm actually going to also add a point about how to approach advisors. One of the reasons I really enjoy working with Robert and Kim are because they give me those challenges and then listen to the alternatives. I've also met other people who want to have all of the control as far as the ideas and decision making, but they also want to completely challenge the ideas.
What really cracks me up is when I see somebody like a doctor trying to tell Diane about how to do taxes, or an attorney trying to tell Diane about taxes. I sit there and go, what do you know? Other people come up to me and they ask me about investing. They say, well, you know, I went to Harvard, I went to Stanford. I said, yeah, but I can look at your financial statement. You don't have any investments. But they're trying to tell me about being an investor, or they'll tell me what I'm doing is illegal. And I'm saying, did you go to tax school? Did you go to this? But no. So I'll say it again. The worst advice you can get is free advice from somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about.